You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Obesity puts kids at risk for chronic health conditions like heart disease, type 2 diabetes, and some forms of cancer. Dr. Sarah Laffey with the Cleveland Clinic says to bundle up and get outside.
Kids like it. Kids like kicking in the leaves, making piles, jumping in the puddles. Get out there and make it fun.
I'm Ron Taylor, and you're listening to USA Headline News.
This is Jeannie Aversa, CRPC, financial advisor at Patton Hiding Associates. Do you have questions about your retirement, like will your money last throughout your lifetime? Will you have enough to live the life you want? And when will you be able to retire? If so, you're not alone. As a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., Patton Hiding Associates can help you find the answers with the exclusive Confident Retirement Approach. We'll work with you one-to-one to understand your goals and discuss the four key areas of retirement, including covering your essentials, lifestyle, protection, and legacy needs. From there, we'll work together to develop a retirement roadmap with clear steps you can take to help you retire on your terms. Call Patton Hiding Associates today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
On today's program, I'll thank Crown Trophy founder Chuck Weisenfeld for his recent unannounced visit to my store. I'll have some yogi-isms for business, four unexpected ways to attract customers, three ways to motivate employees without spending money. I'll have the 10 daily tasks you should be delegating, and how Volkswagen went from Farfignugan to far from Truthin. It's Thursday, September 24th, 2015, and I'll have all that and more right now on Taking Care of Business. Well, good afternoon, everybody. My name is Jim Gano, and this program is called Taking Care of Business. And for the next hour, we're going to talk about issues affecting businesses large and small here in the borough of Flemington, in beautiful Hunterdon County, New Jersey, and on the national scene as well. But before we get going, a brief check of the weather shows the temperature is currently 75 degrees at 12:05. Today, it'll be mostly sunny, and that'll happen throughout the day with a high of 81 degrees and a low of 57. For tomorrow, we'll have periods of clouds and sun and a high of 76 degrees and a low of 54. For Saturday, mostly sunny skies, a high of 75 and a low of 56. And for Sunday, it'll be mostly cloudy with a chance of a shower and a high of 70 degrees, a low of 57. Current check of the financial market shows the Dow is down 218 points to 16,061.89. The NASDAQ down 71.46 to 4681.29. S&P 500 down 23.56 to 1915.10. Oil down 15 cents to $44.33 per barrel. Gold up $23.40 to $1,154.90 an ounce. Well, some big happenings going on around Crown Trophy of Flemington. The floor is done. The wall stud partitions started going up yesterday and today. The electrician came in today, so they're going to start running the electric or rerunning the electric starting tomorrow. And finally starting to see the light at the end of the tunnel. And to quote my friend from college, Mark Vernarelli, I only hope that's not the light from an oncoming freight train. But glad to see the progress is being made. Still hoping to get into the showroom and be totally moved in by November 1st. I'd like to open the showroom about a week earlier than that, but I just got to, you know, get in there as quickly as possible because I think the customers are starting to get just a little annoyed with the delays. Well, if we're playing Elton John's Funeral for a Friend, it can only mean one thing. We have lost yet another GOP presidential candidate. Scott Walker has now dropped out of the GOP presidential race. Now, in July, when he made his announcement that he was running, he said, "God told me to run." And on Monday, he said that when he was in church on Sunday, God told him to drop out of the race. That God is a funny guy, isn't he? Walker has said his supporters should consider supporting Marco Rubio. So that great thundering herd that you hear is that one half of 1% of people who would vote for Scott Walker running over to support Marco Rubio. Nope, I don't hear that thundering herd either. And all voters were polled and asked if you couldn't have your candidate as the first choice, how would Scott Walker rank? Came in at a whopping 2%. So again, that thundering herd, it might be Scott Walker and his mother. I'm not really sure. They're all going to support Marco Rubio. So as mentioned last week, I gave an analysis of what I thought happened during the GOP presidential debate. When I watched Meet the Press this week with Chuck Todd, I was right on the mark. I knew Carly Fiorina went up. She went up about 6 points. I knew Ben Carson was going to drop. I knew Trump was going to drop. I knew Jeb Bush was going to drop. I wasn't expecting Scott Walker to go out of the race this quickly. And he's also encouraging others with less than 1% or 2% to drop out so that we can get down to the core five or six candidates. So it'll be a fun thing to watch over the next couple of weeks, whether or not any other candidates drop out. And, of course, I believe it's October 6th when we're looking at the Democratic debate. Now, poll numbers coming out yesterday showed that Hillary Clinton is still in the lead with about 31% of the vote, but Joe Biden has now eclipsed Bernie Sanders. Joe Biden, who has not announced a presidential run, has eclipsed Bernie Sanders. He's at about 25% of the vote, and Bernie Sanders is at around 23. Combined, Biden and Sanders far outdistance Hillary Clinton. When Joe Biden makes it official, and I think that's going to happen probably by the end of the weekend or the early part of next week, I have a feeling that Bernie Sanders is going to dip. I have a feeling that Hillary will dip, and I think Joe's going to be the front runner very quickly. Whether or not he can maintain that with 14 months to go before the election has yet to be determined. So if you're a political junkie, as I am, I think that these are some fun times to be watching television and getting a feel for whether or not you can predict where the election cycle will go, who the candidates will be. And I always try to see if I can figure out who's going to be the front runner early on in the process. And it's not really there yet, but again, I think that if Joe Biden runs, and now with new news that the FBI has been able to uncover more and more of Hillary's emails, I think that it's going to get a little dicey for her over the next several weeks. So it'll be interesting to see. So last Friday, as I told you on the show, Friday was my first physical therapy appointment since my arm and hand surgery back in August. And so I went and met with the occupational therapist, lovely woman, and took a lot of care, took a lot of measurements, and we did a bunch of exercises, which I'm now doing at home. But when I got back to the office Friday, I don't think I was anticipating how much this was going to, and this is like moving your fingers and raising your arm. We're not lifting weights or anything, but I was surprised by how much it had taken out of me, how much it hurt. And so I got back to the office around 9:15 in the morning. I'm just kind of sitting at my desk, arguing with myself, should I stay? Should I go home? Maybe lay down for a little bit, rest, and then try to come back. I was just worn out. And all of a sudden, Susan, my admin, comes into my work area. I'm down in the back warehouse sitting at a desk. And she goes, "There's somebody here to see you." And right behind her as she walks through the door is Chuck Weisenfeld, who is the founder of Crown Trophy. And, you know, he had been keeping track of what's been going on with the, you know, the sewer repair, putting down the new floor, running the shop out of the warehouse, and then knew that I was having surgery. So he kind of wanted to see for himself how we were handling it and whether or not, you know, we were going to continue to succeed. So I was very surprised, you know, when he showed up. And again, it was unannounced. And he stayed with us for about 3 hours. He talked to my son Brandon and I. Brandon runs our apparel division and sign division, and I kind of run everything else. And he had some great words of encouragement for me, great words of encouragement for my staff, also for Brandon. And, you know, he made some great suggestions on how to, now that we have a blank slate and we can start over with regards to the showroom and the offices, gave us a couple of great suggestions on how we can realign that. And everyone that he suggested, you know, we kind of tore up the blueprints and started over. And so met with a contractor yesterday. We snapped all the lines, and that's exactly what we're doing. And I think it's going to be a much better flow to the store and how we run it. And I'm looking forward to, you know, finally putting some sheetrock up on the walls, getting some paint on the walls, and moving back in. But this goes a long way with me as far as, you know, his dedication to his stores, to his store owners, that he would come out, drive 90 miles from Hawthorne, New York, to come out and see us. And it invigorated me. I walked out of the store Friday. I had to announce a high school football game. But I walked out so positive, so reinvigorated. I forgot, you know, the pain in my hand. I went to that game and I announced, and Bridgewater beat Phillipsburg, and that was fun. And but when I woke up Saturday morning, I felt the same way. I was like, and it's kind of like the same way I felt after our summer meeting at Crown. And I'm going to Crown headquarters next week to work on our catalog committee. But it just, every time I'm with this man, it just buoys my spirits and gets me going. And, you know, so I want to thank, you know, Chuck for making that stop. And also it says a lot about how other people run their businesses. Are you going out on the factory floor? Are you going out amongst your staff in the offices, in the cubicles, and every now and then just putting your hand on an employee's shoulder and saying, how's it going? There's no work being done on my store today because one of the contractors, his father passed away last Friday. So everybody's at the services today. And, you know, I don't mind that, but interesting to see how, you know, do you as the business owner take the time to know what's going on with your staff, both professionally and personally? And then, you know, do you ever just make either that surprise inspection or surprise visit and make sure that you, you know, you're buoying the spirits of your staff? So it was all good stuff. And I would encourage you that if you're in a leadership position to definitely take that kind of interest. When we come back, we lost a sports legend yesterday in Yogi Berra. So I wanted to take, of course, he's known not only for being a 10-time World Series champion, but also for his yogiisms. And so I wanted to go over some of his yogiisms. And then I found some other sports quotes that I thought were also applicable to business. And we'll review some of them as well. This is kind of one of those motivational shows today, trying to get you recharged as we head into the fall months and get you ready for that fall/winter season. You're listening to Taking Care of Business right here on 100inChamberRadio.com.
Unionville Vineyards is the perfect destination for wine tastings and tours, corporate events, birthday parties, or your special day. Located in East Amwell, New Jersey, Unionville Vineyards offers an escape from the rush of daily life and a chance to relax in the beautiful countryside. Our tasting room is open 7 days a week, 12 to 5 p.m., excluding major holidays. For more information, contact us at unionvillevineyards.com or call us at 908-788-0400.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
This is Megan Jones Holt, the radio host of the Rotary Hour and president of Boxes for You. Why am I a member of the Chamber of Commerce? It can be summed up in one word: opportunities. Opportunities to market your business and yourself.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
At Crown Trophy of Flemington, we have thousands of products for you to choose from. Whether you're looking for trophies, plaques, or corporate awards, Crown Trophy of Flemington is your one-stop shop. We feature acrylic and crystal awards and promotional products for any occasion. We build and engrave all awards right on site. And we're a leading supplier of varsity jackets for local sports teams. We provide quality customer service and great pricing. Crown Trophy of Flemington is conveniently located in the Staples Shopping Center in Flemington. Crown Trophy of Flemington, we're trophies and a whole lot more.
And I've been taking care of business every day. Taking care of business every way. I've been taking care of business. It's all mine. Taking care of business and working overtime.
You're listening to Taking Care of Business right here on HuntertonChamberRadio.com. I'm your host, Jim Gano, the owner of Crown Trophy here in Flemington. Glad you could join us for another Thursday edition of Taking Care of Business. So on Tuesday, baseball great Yogi Berra passed away at the age of 90. And while Berra was a Yankees legend, his baseball skills are often overshadowed by his witty sayings. And Berra asserts that, with typical sharp wit, that he really didn't say everything that he said. His iconic quotes can serve as important lessons for entrepreneurs. And even if you're not a baseball fan, at some point you've probably heard one or two of the more famous Yogi-isms. And so in honor of Yogi's passing, here are 10 Yogi-isms that every entrepreneur should take to heart. Now, he said all of these quotes. The first was, if you don't know where you're going, you might not get there. And without a plan, even the most brilliant business can get lost. You need to have goals, create milestones, and have a strategy in place to set yourself up for success. Another thing that he said, which probably everyone has heard at one point or another, is, it ain't over till it's over. Now, one of Berra's most famous quotes is a favorite amongst entrepreneurs who have snatched success from the jaws of defeat or even bankruptcy. Every entrepreneur deals with fears of failure. However, the truly successful know how to face these fears and keep on working. The third one was, you wouldn't have won if we had beaten you. Now, in an age when collaboration is often trendier than competition, entrepreneurs can learn a thing or two from Berra's approach to competitors. While partnerships can be great, it's key to remember that at the end of the day, being number one means defeating everyone else. The fourth is, when you come to a fork in the road, take it. Now, struggling with indecision? Think of Berra's iconic turn of phrase and know that making the wrong choice is better than just stalling indefinitely and looking at those two forks. Number five, congratulations. I knew the record would stand until it was broken. Now, records and achievements are made to be broken. For entrepreneurs, that means constant innovation unless you want to surrender the upper hand. That may be sales goals, sales records, etc., but you always want to know that you have something to strive for. Number six, we made too many wrong mistakes. Is there such a thing as a right mistake? Well, in business, yes, you can say there is, and one that you learn and grow from. The wrong mistakes would be ones that you make, but you never learn from or grow from. Number seven, if the world was perfect, it wouldn't be. In an era of constant innovation, it's important to remember there will always be new problems and demands that require entrepreneurial solutions. That's why we're here. Now, that also, in my mind, goes towards your staff. If the world was perfect, it wouldn't be. If your staff was perfect, it wouldn't be. And I try to explain to people all the time that if you had 10 people that all had the same work ethic, all had the same habits, mannerisms, and everything, you'd have 10 dead bodies on the floor because they'd all kill each other at some point. You need that diversity in your workforce. You need the person who's going to be the go-getter, the hard charger, you know, one of the top 20%. You're also going to need some of the ones that are going to be a little lazy. And I know that goes counter to a lot of things I've said on this program over the years, But it's what everybody brings to the table, looking at the whole picture, the body of work, that's going to determine whether or not you have a successful organization. Number eight, you don't have to swing hard to hit a home run. If you've got the timing, it'll go. Sometimes the biggest challenge isn't coming up with a great business idea. It's coming up with the right idea at the right time. He also said you can observe a lot just by watching. Now, instead of instantly reacting the next time you face a challenge, sit back and take notes. Doing your homework and keeping an eye on the competition will pay off in the long run. And one of the funnier quotes he's ever said was, 90% of the game is half mental. Now, before you go twisting your brain into a pretzel trying to figure out the math on this one, take a deep breath and direct your attention to more important outlets. Business preparedness and research is key to your success. After all, 90% of the entrepreneurial game in itself is half mental. So just a couple of Yogi-isms in honor of Yogi Berra, a great Yankee catcher, Mets manager, Yankees manager, just a joy to be around and a great gentleman in general to know. So hopefully in business, maybe you would have taken something out of those Yogi-isms and applied it to your business. Well, how can you build your personal brand online for personal success? Taking the time to grow and build your personal brand along with your business brand can help to boost customer confidence in your organization and allow you to leave your mark on your industry. Now, in today's digital era, social media provides unprecedented access to companies, business leaders, and individuals, and has crossed the lines of many people's personal and professional lives. Often, the reputation of the leader behind a company is just as important as the company itself. Think Jack Welch and GE. Many entrepreneurs are beginning to get this message, personally engaging with new prospects, delivering key messages, and in turn, elevating the trust and credibility of their business. Now, here's how you can begin to build your personal brand online to increase your business success. The most critical decision in personal branding is figuring out what you want to be known for and how that may relate to your business. For instance, do you want to showcase certain values, knowledge, or key attributes? The more you can focus on a niche or a unique point of view, the better. The goal is to stand out from your peers and provide leadership that is authentic and offers value to your audience. Number two, register a domain name. Once you know how you want to define your brand, get your own space on the internet and register a domain name or web address that reflects your brand's direction. Registering your name is always a safe bet, but a descriptive domain name can better convey your brand and also be more memorable. You should select a domain name extension, you know, such as the part that's after the dot that is credible and recognized, like .com or .net, or if you're a medical professional, maybe .md. So that it supports your personal brand. And read more on how to choose the proper domain name so that you don't get lost in the shuffle. You also want to choose the right vehicle. You want to consider how you want to communicate your message. Your social media pages may be sufficient to carry your brand, but a personal website can also provide additional flexibility, control, and maximum awareness. If you choose to stick with social media alone, you can redirect or point the domain name you register to your social media pages. Doing this gives you a branded web address to market your social page and provide you with a brand that you can carry to the next social site. You also want to be consistent in your delivery. To build trust and confidence, consistency is key. Like strong corporate brands, strong personal brands carefully choose a set of core principles and messages and focus on them throughout all aspects of the brand's execution. Consistency also applies to the ties between your personal and business brand. Now, while you may want to avoid blatantly marketing your company's products via your personal branding platforms, you can create subtle connections to your business by publishing blog posts and sharing and retweeting social posts and other content. Remember, the key is to represent yourself as a thought leader in your field, thereby creating an indirect connection with customers between your expert knowledge and the brand of your company. That's a lesson I learned early on. I believe it was Steve Califer, the owner of Flemington Car and Truck Country, who, when I opened my store, and I had worked for Steve at the Somerset Patriots, told me, he said, you have to be the face of your business. You can't just hide in your office. You really have to become part of your business and be the face of your business. And then a few months later, I started noticing that he was actually appearing in some of the Flemington Car and Truck Country commercials. So he does put his money where his mouth is, but it's important. Again, when you talk about your personal brand, how can you matriculate that into your corporate brand as well. Well, there are four I guess we could call them unexpected ways to attract customers. I want to go over them with you before the break. Now, you should always be seeking creative ways to attract customers that help you stand out from the crowd. So here are some unusual tactics used by small businesses. Now, it can be difficult for any small business to stand out among the crowd of competitors and attract new customers. Everyone seems to be using the same tools, the same websites, blogs, videos, and social media to power their marketing and sales efforts. But how can your small business find a unique edge? Here are some creative and unexpected ideas that can work. First, combined online and in-home. Now, websites by design are two-dimensional tools that help consumers shop for three-dimensional products. But how can an online retailer overcome this disadvantage? For instance, think of how stressful shopping for an engagement ring can be for online customers who can't actually hold the ring before they make the purchase. Well, to solve that problem, jewelry store Formine found a way to combine the best of online and offline shopping. Customers visit the website and select their three favorite styles. They're shipped realistic replicas of these ring styles to preview at home for 3 days at no charge. This way, customers can experience the quality of the jewelry, understand the craftsmanship, and find the style they love. And while seeking creative ways to attract customers, it's important not to do something offbeat just to be crazy. Your customer outreach should ultimately fit your brand. This is one I love. Practice parketing. Not marketing, but parketing with a P. If your business requires company vehicles, you can make them do double duty as a billboard for advertising. Bright pink branded cars are one way that Nurse Next Door tries to attract customers. Every location of the business is required to have at least one. The company says these branded cars have consistently remained their top referral source. And while this may not be a new tactic, Nurse Next Door uses its branded car inside a new strategy that combines parking and marketing. We call that parketing. It parks the pink vehicles where potential customers will be. For example, on Monday morning, the cars will get parked along major routes to the financial district. On Sundays, they may be parked near a local theater with a matinee targeting seniors. They often give a valet an extra $20 to park the car out front instead of being hidden away. Number three, make it private. Some small business owners provide services that customers don't want to talk about publicly. On-demand text therapy app Talkspace launched a two-day pop-up experience to demonstrate how easy and painless it can be to connect with a licensed therapist via texting. The company installed 2 7-foot see-through domes that looked like a therapist's office in front of the Flatiron Building in New York City. Pedestrians were asked to enter the domes, seated on the couches, and given an iPad to begin a session with a Talkspace therapist. The company, which now has more than 100,000 users, told me they consider this a pivotal point in their growth. And four, you want to build a memorable first impression. Now, many times a small business owner may need to act the part to get customers. Lori Cheek used a fake flashing toy microphone to interview partygoers on the streets of New York and draw attention to her dating app called Cheeked. But remember, while seeking creative ways to attract customers, it's important not to do something offbeat just to be crazy. Your customer outreach should ultimately fit your brand. Currently 12:30, we're going to take a quick break for news and weather. When we come back, 3 ways to motivate your employees without spending money. You're listening to Taking Care of Business right here on HuntingtonChamberRadio.com.
This is USA Headline News. I'm Melody Burkett. Pope Francis is addressing a joint meeting of Congress.
I am most grateful for your invitation to address this joint session of Congress in the land of the free at the home of the brave.
It is a historic event, as no pope has ever addressed Congress before. The pontiff noted that U.S. lawmakers are called on to defend and preserve the dignity of your fellow citizens. Meanwhile, the Pope will visit St. Patrick's Cathedral, Madison Square Garden, and the 9/11 Memorial and Museum before he departs for Philadelphia Saturday morning. Donald Trump's lead over the GOP field of presidential candidates is shrinking. Today's Quinnipiac University national poll of likely Republican voters has Trump on top with 25% support. Ben Carson is second with 17%, and Carly Fiorina is third at 12%. For the USA Headline News, I'm Melody Burkett.
Bad credit card debt happens to good people. Credit card companies lure you in with low introductory rates or low minimum payments. Before you know it, you owe thousands of dollars in credit card debt. It has happened to millions of good people just like you. But here's the good news. Thanks to a powerful program now approved, anyone with $2,000 or more in credit card debt can cut their credit card payments up to half and even reduce or eliminate interest charges altogether. That's right. Our nationwide nonprofit program is helping U.S. residents cut their credit card payments. Call 800- 800-991-6376 now. The call and information are free. Credit Guard has helped over 500,000 people with their credit card debt, and now we can help you. Call 800-991-6376 to see how this powerful nonprofit program can work for you. Bad credit card debt happens to good people. Get free of credit card debt today. Call 800-991-6376. That's 800-991-6376. Again, 800-991-6376. And I've been taking care of business every day, taking care of business every way. I've been taking care of business, it's all mine, taking care of business and working overtime.
You're listening to Taking Care of Business right here on 100inchamberradio.com. Taking a look at the weather for today and tonight, it'll be mostly sunny throughout the day with a high of 81 degrees and a low of 57. Tonight, I'll be at Bazelone Field in Bridgewater to announce the Bridgewater Raritan versus Union game. The 2-0 Bridgewater Raritan Panthers knocking off 100 Central in Phillipsburg to get them to 2-0. Be interesting to see what they can do against a powerhouse like Union tonight. For tomorrow, we'll have periods of cloud and sun and a high of 76 degrees with a low of 54. For Saturday, mostly sunny skies, a high of 75 and a low of 56. And for Sunday, it'll be mostly cloudy with a chance of a shower and a high of 70 degrees and a low of 57. That's your weather.
And we've been taking care of business every day. Taking care of business every way. We've been taking care of business. It's all right. Taking care of business and working overtime.
Well, before the break, I teased you with the title of our next story, which is three ways to motivate employees without spending money. And I could hear people all over the country saying the same thing. What? They only want money. Not necessarily true. So is your company culture feeling a bit dull? Here are some ways to motivate employees that don't break your budget. And that's a beautiful thing. The best way to get the most out of your workforce may be to make sure that they're engaged in exactly what you're doing. Now, a study by the Temkin Group revealed that 91% of highly engaged employees always or almost always try their hardest at work. Among disengaged employees, only 67% said the same thing. But employee engagement is such a complex topic. How do you know where to start? Well, to top it off, how do you pinpoint exactly what makes employees more enthusiastic, invested, and inspired? After mining through 200,000 employee responses for Tiny Pulse's employee engagement survey, they were able to distinguish the top workplace factors that match up with high levels of happiness. And you can announce major decisions and explain the context and reasoning behind them, because when employees feel like they're in the loop, they'll also feel more invested in their organization. The list can be perfect. It can be the perfect starting point for finding ways to motivate employees and increase employee engagement. And one of the best things is that you can actually work on these areas without spending any money. Consider starting with these three strategies. The first is to build a top-notch culture. How do you do that? Organizational culture and team usually go hand in hand. Your company's culture is ever-changing and can be built every day by the various actions and attitudes of everyone in your workforce. So if you have even just one toxic employee, they may soon bring down the atmosphere around them. I've seen this happen at various companies that had a stellar culture to begin with, but brought on an employee who was a bad fit with the culture. Their negativity plagued the work environment and made its way into other departments. But once that person was let go, the remaining employees were engaged once again. So decide what kind of a culture you want your organization to have. Do you want it to be innovative, agile, collaborative, focused on customer service, etc.? Some of the greatest cultures have started off with employees who complemented each other and the culture. Remember that skills can be taught, but personality is much harder to change. You want to focus on leadership qualities. Engaged employees are likely looking for two specific qualities in their leaders: strong performance and transparency. So to get the former, you should focus on leadership skills, not just general job skills, when promoting an employee or hiring someone from a leadership position. And when it comes to transparency, being open about communication can be valuable to employees while costing you nothing. Establish multiple channels for communicating information, such as all-hands meetings, one-on-ones, between direct managers and employees, and perhaps even a company-wide newsletter. Use these outlets as ways to share important company information such as performance, goals, and any upcoming changes. Announce major decisions and explain the context and reasoning behind them. When employees feel like they're in the loop, they'll also feel more invested in their organization. And finally, you want to help employees develop. Guide your employees on their path of professional growth. You shouldn't just focus on their current job duties and expect them to do the same thing day in and day out. Find out what their interests are and help them pursue those interests by giving them additional responsibilities at work. Keeping their interests piqued at work will not only keep them on their toes, but also help them develop new skills. If your employees want to move up in the ranks, make the promotion process clear and make sure you've supported their professional development so they've prepared for the new role. These steps don't take much in the way of resources, just effort, but that effort can benefit your company by helping you get a stronger team, a more positive work environment, a more invested workforce, and all the other benefits of high employee engagement. So just a couple of thoughts that you may want to implement in order to get your staff engaged and create a more motivated employee. So that's all good stuff. Well, I want to step back about a week and a half. Something happened at the Miss America pageant this year that I just kind of want to go over because it has had a tremendous negative effect on one television show. Listen to this.
Performing an original monologue, here is Kelly Johnson, Miss Colorado.
Every nurse has a patient that reminds them why they became a nurse in the first place. Mine was Joe. Joe was in the beginning stages of Alzheimer's. He had moments with and moments without his memory. But the hardest part about the aging condition for Joe were his night terrors. He would wake up in the middle of the night screaming absolute bloody murder. But if I just went in there and held his hand for a few moments, I could usually get him to calm down. But then he wanted to talk. He would ask me if I could change his treatments, and I'd say, "No, Joe, I can't. I'm just a nurse." "Well, what about my medications? Can you fix those?" And I'd say, "No, Joe, I can't. I'm just a nurse." But because I couldn't do those things for Joe, we connected on other levels. He would ask me about volleyball. We would talk about his grandbabies. And he would tease me about being the only nurse on the unit that can reach the gauze on the top shelf. It was a lot of laughs with Joe. But then one night, everything changed. I found him in his room crying. And I went over to him and I lifted his head up out of his hands and I said, "Joe, I know that this is really hard, but you are not defined by this disease. You are not just Alzheimer's. You are still Joe." And he looked right back at me, almost to look through me, and said, "Nurse Kelly, then the same goes for you. Although you say it all the time, you are not just a nurse. You are my nurse. And you have changed my life because you have cared about me." And that's when it hit me. Patients are people with family and friends, and I don't want to be a nurse that ever pretends, because you are not a room number and a diagnosis when you're in the hospital. You're a person, very first. And Joe reminded me that day that I'm a lifesaver. I'm never going to be just a nurse.
All right, so that was Miss Colorado's speech at the Miss America pageant. And what happened next was great for the nursing industry, first of all, but The View, the host of The View, Joy Behar, Whoopi Goldberg, and I don't know all the others right now, they have been losing advertisers at the rate of about two or three per day because they came out and pretty much blasted her speech. This is a girl who comes out and scrubs and a stethoscope to explain why she's a nurse and why that's important to her. She didn't talk about creating world peace or anything else. And I remember growing up that my mother used to say as a joke to my father, you know, women have many faults, men have only two, everything they say and everything they do. And I think that line you could apply to the folks at The View because they went way overboard in their criticism of Miss Colorado. Now The View has lost three more major advertisers in the wake of the ongoing hashtag Nurses Unite controversy. This is huge. I mean, 3 million nurses out there, and they all got pretty riled up by the comments made by the host of The View. So now Party City, Snuggle, and McCormick Spice all removed their ads from the ABC daytime talk show. All three companies announced their withdrawals on their respective Facebook page. They joined Eggland's Best, and Johnson & Johnson, who removed their advertising last week following backlash from nurses over mocking comments made about a contestant in Miss Colorado in the Miss America pageant. In response to recent comments made on The View, Party City has decided to pause its advertising accordingly, wrote Party City on Facebook. They said, McCormick wrote, "Thank you for expressing your concerns. Like you, we also value and admire nurses, so we have paused advertising on the daytime television talk show in question." In its post, Snuggle explained that the placements of its ads was not an endorsement of the program, but selected based on a time slot. However, the company removed their ads also to support nurses. "As a supporter of nurses, we disagree with the comments made on daytime television and have paused our advertising for that program," the company wrote. "Please join us in thanking and celebrating nurses for the critical role they play in our healthcare system." The show received criticism for jokes made mocking Kelly Johnson, who delivered the original monologue during the Miss America pageant. The talent, though, I have to say, the woman who won the song opera, she was incredible, really good, said co-host Michelle Collins. "But then there was a girl who wrote her own monologue, and I was like, turn the volume up. This is going to be amazing. Let's listen. She came out in a nurse's uniform, basically read her emails out loud, and shockingly did not win. It was hilarious. Why does she have a doctor's stethoscope on?" Behar asked Collins, who replied, "She helps patients with Alzheimer's," which I know is not funny, but I swear you had to see it. The hosts initially apologized for their comments last Tuesday, but the train had already left the station. Party City, Snuggle, and McCormick announced Thursday they were withdrawing their ads from the show. On Friday's episode, the talker hosted two nurses to discuss their work. "After we made comments about the Miss America broadcast and the talent performance on Miss Colorado, we heard from many of you," Joy Behar said on the show. "You let us know you were offended by some of our comments, and believe me, we were listening. We apologize for our remarks, and we know how vitally important nurses are." Now, this goes back to, you know, I used to have a segment on the show, and we could probably pull it up, where we would bring out the old Brenda Lee clip of the song "I'm Sorry." Once you said it, the cat's out of the bag. It's out there. That's how you felt. If you were going to mock Miss Colorado for either A, being a nurse, or B, for what she wrote and how she felt, and you could tell by how she was speaking, this was real for her. This was, you know, her experience with the patient Joe was very real to her, and it reemphasized for her why she became a nurse in the first place. And so to mock somebody's profession just because it's a talent show or a competition really had no place. So I was shocked when I had heard that these comments were being made, and then even I was kind of glad that the advertisers were pulling their support, you know, slap them on the wrist. I'm sure they're going to come back because it is a valued time slot. But, you know, I think sometimes the hosts of these shows start to think a little too highly of themselves. And when was the last time you saw a good Whoopi Goldberg movie? And I still have no idea what Joy Behar does. So it's currently 12:45. We're going to come back with 34 more motivational quotes from football legends to inspire your game, your work life. You're listening to Taking Care of Business right here on HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters of Weichert Realtors. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime, and selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 in Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technology to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingtonChamberRadio.com app today.
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is proud to present HuntingtonChamberRadio.com. All business, all talk, all community. Bringing you local news, information, events, and informative programming. Proudly serving the businesses and residents of Hunterdon County, New Jersey.
Hi, I'm Pat Smits, Law Offices of Patricia Garrity Smits, LLC. The Hunterdon Chamber is a great resource to find the best local business people and meet new friends.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
You lucky dog, you. You're listening to Take Care of Business right here on HuntingtonChamberRadio.com. Well, now, as I mentioned last week on Friday, I was a little down from the pain I was feeling, the delays that we were getting in the construction of the reconstruction of the store. And there are times when I kind of have to hit the what I call the reset button. And what that is for me is I have several books that I will reach for in my library at home. If I need a pick-me-up, this is where I go. One is a book, Quotations on Success, and the other one is a book called Motivational Quotes. And I can go to either one of these, read through them, and it only takes me a few minutes, and boom, I am ready to go strap on my cape and get back to work. So in light of Yogi Berra's passing, we had the 10 Yogi-isms. It seems now that everybody's talking about how quotes can motivate your staff. Like a 300-pound lineman, we can all use a little push from time to time. So use these quotes from football legends to help you score both in business and in life. They talk about perseverance, adversity, triumph, defeat. This time of the year, as the fall sets in, we all see it all left on the field as football season is officially upon us. As a major business, football generates billions of dollars of revenue worldwide, but as a business, major goals in football can only be achieved as part of a motivated team. And despite their physical prowess, mental toughness, and myopic focus, every player on the field seeks motivation to get themselves ready for game day, just as you should in your business. From pregame pep talks to postgame speeches, the powerful language of coaches and team leaders is a transformative tool to lead their cities, towns, and schools to victory. So here's a collection of my favorite motivational quotes from legendary football greats. You can use these, as I do, to help elevate your own game in business and in life. Lou Holtz said, if what you did yesterday seems big, you haven't done anything today. A champion is simply someone who did not give up when they wanted to, said Tom Landry. Lou Holtz also said, the man who complains about the way the ball bounces is likely the guy who dropped it. Bear Bryant, the legendary coach from the University of Alabama, said, losing doesn't make me want to quit. It makes me want to fight that much harder. From the Green Bay Packers, Vince Lombardi said, if it doesn't matter who wins or loses, then why do we keep score? It's not the size of the dog in the fight, but the size of the fight in the dog, said Archie Griffin, the legendary Ohio State running back, two-time Heisman Trophy winner and member of the Cincinnati Bengals. When you're good at something, you'll tell everyone. When you're great at something, they'll tell you. Sweetness, Walter Payton from the Chicago Bears. Winning is not everything, but making the effort to win is. Again, Vince Lombardi. Now, this next quote I had attributed to Herb Brooks. I found out later it's actually from Joe Paterno from Penn State. He said, it's the name on the front of the jersey that matters most, not the one on the back. Your talent determines what you can do. Your motivation determines how much you are willing to do. Your attitude determines how well you do it. Again, Lou Holtz. The harder you work, the harder it is to surrender, said Marv Levy, four-time Super Bowl coach of the Buffalo Bills. If you want to win, do the ordinary things better than anyone else does them day in and day out, said Chuck Knoll of the Pittsburgh Steelers. Life is 10% what happens to you and 90% how you respond to it. Again, Lou Holtz from Notre Dame. You fail all of the time, but you aren't a failure until you start blaming someone else. That was Bum Phillips of the Houston Texans. If you're not in the parade, you watch the parade. That's life. Mike Ditka, the Chicago Bears. The only discipline that lasts is self-discipline. Again, Bum Phillips. Jerry Rice of the San Francisco 49ers. Today, I will do what others won't. So tomorrow I can accomplish what others can't. That's Jerry Rice from the San Francisco 49ers. And if you get a chance on the NFL Network, watch A Football Life, set your DVR, and watch the episode on Jerry Rice. Absolutely fascinating, his work ethic. How do you win? By getting average players to play good and good players to play great. That's how you win. Bum Phillips. Another great episode of A Football Life. Don Shula. Work isn't work unless you would rather be doing something else. The greatest mistake is to continue to practice a mistake, said Bobby Bowden, the legendary coach of Florida State. Bum Phillips said, coaching is not how much you know, it's how much you can get your players to do. I don't expect to win enough games to be put on NCAA probation. I just want to win enough to warrant an investigation, said Bob Devaney of the University of Nebraska. Today, you've got a decision to make. You're going to get better or you're going to get worse, but you're not going to stay the same. Which will it be? Joe Paterno. We'll fight him until hell freezes over, and then we'll fight him on the ice, said Dutch Meyer from Texas Christian University. For every pass I caught in a game, I caught 1,000 in practice, said Don Hutson of the Green Bay Packers. Remember, tomorrow is promised to no one, Walter Payton. Vince Lombardi said, we would accomplish many more things if we did not think of them as being impossible. Peyton Manning of the Denver Broncos says, it takes 20 years to build a reputation and only 5 minutes to ruin it. Think of Jared Fogle from Subway. There is no substitute for work, Vince Lombardi. Winning isn't getting ahead of others, it's getting ahead of yourself, said Roger Staubach from the Dallas Cowboys, also another great episode on A Football Life. Once you learn to quit, that becomes a habit, said Vince Lombardi. In order to win the game, you must first not lose it, Chuck Knoll of the Pittsburgh Steelers. If you're not going to go all the way, why go at all? Joe Namath from the New York Jets. And finally, it's not whether you get knocked down, it's whether you get back up. That another quote from legendary coach Vince Lombardi. So I use motivational quotes all the time. I use them to keep myself motivated, and I use them also to keep my staff motivated. So hopefully you can use some of those quotes as well. Well, crazy, crazy news coming out of Germany recently when Volkswagen basically has smashed its brand promise beyond repair. Car buyers looking for the sweet spot between performance and clean energy, Volkswagen's diesel line almost seemed like too good to be true. Sadly, it was. The dirty footprint of the Volkswagen diesel scandal got even bigger on Tuesday when the company confessed that 11 million vehicles worldwide are equipped with now notorious software used to cheat the EPA and their customers. At the heart of the issue for many Volkswagen buyers, outside from the lying and the cheating and the fraud, was that they'd been duped into believing they could have their green cake and eat it too. Clearly, Volkswagen felt driven, and the pun was intended, to take extreme measures to create a product with the right balance between fun and responsibility. The goal was to get ratings to keep the American government off their back while pursuing a coveted market share that had been eluding them. Delivering on the promise of these vehicles never seemed to be on the table. This is a sad tumble for the company that was named one of the top global brands in 2014, praised for being clear and consistent in its design and brand story, and also awarded the National Energy Globe Award Germany in the same year. But it's not enough to tell a good story. You have to make it real for your customers. That's why Volkswagen hasn't just put a few dings in their brand. They may have totaled it. All of this is fascinating, given that only a few months ago, Volkswagen listed its intangible assets, which includes goodwill, at $67 billion. Volkswagen's goodwill makes up a much larger percentage of its net worth than is the case at the other car companies, reports Stefan Gondel of Forbes. Volkswagen's goodwill and other intangibles makes up about 16% of its total assets. Compare that to just 4% at Daimler and 3% at GM. Apparently, arrogance takes up a substantial portion of those intangibles, and it makes perfect sense when you look more closely at where the company's values seem to lie. Their latest international tagline, Das Auto, the car, strikes me as internally, not externally focused. There's nothing in those two words about the benefit to the customer, about the driving experience they can expect, or about how Volkswagen will stand behind their products. That's a pretty big shift from the people's car. Brand promises are not naive or idealistic. They are actually excellent roadmaps to success. The right ones are grounded in the knowledge of how a company can make money and thrive by selling benefits that can be constantly delivered. It's that easy and that hard. Yesterday, CEO Martin Winterkorn resigned his post amidst the scandal. In my mind, they have gone from far from nuking to far from truthing. And shame on them. Lame apology that came out. I hope they'll go back to the drawing board, rethink it. And what's happening now is last night there was a Volkswagen dealer on the evening news that said he had gone from selling 13 brand new cars on Saturday to just one on Monday and none for the rest of the week when the scandal broke. They're now actually taking the affected cars and moving them to the rear of their lot. They won't even sell them. So I'm sure fines will be in the billions of dollars for Volkswagen, and it'll be a curious thing to watch whether or not they can recover from something like this, or whether or not the Volkswagen brand not necessarily goes away, but will it have the legendary customer allegiance that it's had in the past. In NASCAR news, Denny Hamlin overcame the pain of a torn ACL to win the first race of the chase for the NASCAR Sprint Cup Series title last week at Chicagoland. The teams head to New Hampshire this week for the Federated Auto Parts 400. When the green flag drops, Jeff Gordon will become NASCAR's new Iron Man, breaking Ricky Rudd's record of consecutive starts at 798. In Major League Baseball, the Toronto Blue Jays, Kansas City Royals, and Texas Rangers lead their divisions in the American League, while the New York Mets, St. Louis Cardinals, and Los Angeles Dodgers lead their divisions in the National League. As mentioned earlier, sad news in the world of baseball as Yogi Berra died yesterday at the age of 90. Well, the NFL season enters week three. My fantasy football team is currently at 1-1. Tonight, the New York Giants take on the Washington Redskins. Can I say that? Redskins? I don't want to offend anyone. Is that okay? The Washington Redskins? And in NCAA college football, the AP 25 poll is out, and there is a major shakeup this week after Alabama's loss last week. Ohio State leads the field, followed by Michigan State, TCU, Ole Miss, and Baylor. Notre Dame, Georgia, LSU, UCLA, and Florida State round out the top 10. Well, as always, it's been my pleasure joining you today, and I always end the show with some great advice I got from my father when I was just 6 years old that guides me in my personal and professional life every day. Maybe you can use it in yours as well, when he used to say, "Never let it rest until your good is better, and your better is best." If you have ideas for upcoming programming topics or guests, email me at trophyjim@yahoo.com, or you can connect with me on LinkedIn, on Twitter at JimGano83, or on Facebook. I'm Jim Gano, and I'm taking care of business. Make it a productive week, everybody. And I've been taking care of business every day. Taking care of business every way. I've been taking care of business. It's all right. Taking care of business and working overtime. Workout.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdon.org. You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
114HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Headline News. I'm Ron Taylor. People in New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut are being urged to prepare for Hurricane Joaquin. It's unclear whether the Category 3 hurricane will actually hit the region, but New York City's Department of Emergency Management Commissioner Joe Esposito says it's important to be ready.
Flashlight everyone should have, but you might need some medication if you're on medication, spare set of keys, a battery for your cell phone.
Nearly every East Coast state from North Carolina to Connecticut has been told to batten down the hatches. Donald Trump says Syrian refugees